The new Tantramar Council will consider approval of $97,700 in community development grants at its meeting this month. The recommended amount leaves about $7,300 in the budget to give Tantramar staff flexibility to entertain other requests that might come up this year. Here's Recreation Director Matt Pride speaking to Council on Monday.
In 2023, the operating budget shows that we have approximately $105,000 in funding for community grants, but we also know that there are going to be groups that aren't used to the granting process from outside of the town of Sackville boundaries. So we recommend leaving a little flexibility for 2023 as those grant requests are likely to come in throughout the year.
Pride says the town followed the Sackville policy to evaluate the grant applications with himself, Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller, and Tourism and Development Manager Ron Kelly Spurls, evaluating the scoring matrix for four types of grants available: operational, special events, capital projects, and sponsorship. Dozens of community groups apply for funding through the program, and that means some conflicts of interest for both staff and council members. While council discussed the grants program on Monday, Councillor Matt Estabrooks stepped out of the room due to his conflict as president of the Sackville Minor Hockey Association, which is up for $8,000 in an operational grant this year. And Pride told council that Tourism and Development Manager Ron Kelly Spurls sits out of discussions when grants for live bait theatre and performance company theatre are evaluated, as he is involved in both of those organizations. Pride took a moment to explain the types of grants available to the new councillors in Tantramar.
Operational grants are meant for just general operating expenses for a group. So I'll use minor hockey as an example since Councillor Estabrooks isn't here, but they need to pay for ice, they need to pay for referees, trainings, things like that, new jerseys. So it helps them with those kind of day-to-day expenses. Special events and projects are for kind of one-off events or projects. So Anglophone East, for example, is applying for some funding for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which they did get some funding last year. So that's a reading program for kids in the schools. And then someone like Levy on the Lake or Sabi Fest, they have their weekend events each year, so they would apply for a special events grant for those. And those special events grants, the maximum amount of money that they can be approved for is $5,000. The other piece is the small capital. We'll pay for up to $5,000 up to 50% of a small capital type project. So this year, the Sackville Golf Course applied for some funding to upgrade their watering system. And the Sackville Community Garden applied for some funding for the first time to upgrade some of their accessibility and their trails around the garden and to add more edible plants. So those are kind of physical things that would happen on a site. And like I said, we can give them up to $5,000 for those ones. And the Legion, the golf course, the Tantramar Heritage Trust, there's been several groups over the years that have taken advantage of those small capital projects as well.
That's Recreation Director Matt Pride speaking to council at their Committee of the Whole meeting on Monday.